Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Sling something new on you there. We had to do it. I know we're dropping this out on a Friday morning. Not typically our style.
Too much is going on in the world. But
you got to talk Alabama. About it while it's fresh. While it's fresh and new.
And as Before you have to go to all the cousins' wakes this weekend down in Alabama.
So, listeners, I give the Duke a call today. And the first words out of his mouth are, "How many kissing cousins you think's on suicide watch?"
They have to close down Bryant Denny because they jump out of the top road and fall to their death.
These are my
Alabama sacrifice.
These are my permanent seat license. I'm going to die here. We got to talk about it because as Tennessee fans, you got to love the disarray that is going to happen in Alabama.
I don't wish it on anybody, but if I wish it on somebody, it's Alabama fans.
They've had Saban, seriously, the GOAT.
You mean Nick Satan?
The GOAT, best coach.
I agree.
Amazing, amazing coach. As a Tennessee fan, I'm mad because it wasn't at Tennessee. So,
well, we could say we're part of it.
We were part of
his diagnosis, and he tried to come out of it, and then Michigan ended him off.
So
in the middle along the way.
So you're welcome, Nick, for us contributing to your success.
Yeah, it's like he knew when he got beat by us. He's like, you know what? I got beat by these guys. I better try to slide on out as quick as I can. Got
beat by these East Tennesseans.
Tennessee ain't been good in 20 years. What are we going? Uh-oh, boys. I better slide on out.
Man had a crazy record. Did you look at it? It was 200-some-odd games to, 29 losses. That is insane.
Well,
but... How many people remember what one of those losses, who they were to?
ULM. University of Louisiana Monroe was one of them.
Only the Duke knows this, or remembers this, rather.
And then, he should have lost to Lane Kiffin, but that fat son of a bitch Cody blocked two field goals. Where's he at now? He's probably working at the Gold Corral, just so he can have the freaking benefit of the employee's discount.
Oh man! So I hear that there's something odd going on in Tuscaloosa. The Duke's going to bring us that news.
Are you talking about the eulogy at the statue? Like the man's dead. No, he's not. He's going to go sit in his Mercedes dealership tomorrow. Then he's going to sell his house and move to Franklin, Tennessee. That's what he's going to do.
Ooh, I've heard he's going to ride down to his $20 million mansion in Florida.
Oh, so his next door neighbor is Steve Spurrier.
oh, head ball coach.
They're going to be playing in a Smooth Water Country Club member guest. Together down there. The funniest thing about the statue with the flowers out front, like I said, like my man's dead. He's, I mean, he hadn't. De- he's, I mean, maybe his soul's dead. I wouldn't put that past him. But was the person who thought it was a good idea to put a get well soon balloon on his ride on.
That's all they had.
It's like Grandma and Little Billy stopped by the Dollar Gentry, and that's all they had, but we got to pay our respects. That's all they had at the Dollar Gentry.
Get well soon. He's got to be out of his mind, so we need to. He needs to get better and come back.
Oh, he'll stay on as a consultant.
He's gonna be like Urban Meyer. He can't quit. He's gonna come back.
So is he gonna touch a little? Is he gonna touch high or college girls' butts too, like Urban Meyer?
So
yeah, I could see Steve Spurrier and Nick Saban being neighbors in Boca Raton, and then joining a nudist colony.
You would think that if he knew that this was coming, and you know, only he can answer that question, but he goes in, supposedly works a full day, and then at 4 o'clock basically says, I'm done. I'm retiring. But you would have to, for him, if he truly is passionate and loves Alabama football, that he's not going to leave them without something. Without some sort of plan, have they hired someone and they're just keeping hush about it, the portal's going to explode with kids leaving.
Well, they got 30 days, right, for no penalty, which there's really not a penalty at all anymore. But
yeah.
For new signees, if they have signed, they have 30 days to back out with no penalty.
And I'm sorry, but the one transfer without penalty, it needs to go back to that. This post-COVID, I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to go here, and then I might go back here, and then I'm going to go over there without sitting a year is crap.
True, but you got to give Nick Saban credit where credit's due. At least I hate it when these coaches and players and whoever pull a victory lap. You know, first of the year, I'll be retiring at the end of this year. I hate that.
Yeah, he did it right.
You got to give credit where credit's due. My man coached the season out. Didn't tell nobody nothing.
SEC champion belt right here. Hold it up. Walking out. Deuces.
Yeah, like I said, I'm glad he didn't pull a victory lap. I hate people that do. Hate's a strong word. It pisses me off when people pull victory laps. Because 98% of the time, they're not warranted. His would have been warranted, but.
Names are all over the place. You know, I haven't heard of John Gruden's name come up for Alabama.
That's only for Tennessee and the Raiders.
But we've seen, you know, tons of speculation. Kiffin, after thinking about it, I'm like, Kiffin is doing a really, really good job recruiting in the past 2 weeks. Is he secretly whispering sweet nothing in these kids' ears going, you're going to sign with me. And then I'm going to Alabama, and you're going to transfer there with me.
He's one of the only psychopaths enough to do that. I've also heard in the streets that Derek Dooley has turned his life around.
Oh, my God, bless.
He'll be out there in Crips and Britches.
I was just fixing to say, he's going to have
Alabama pleated Crips and Britches when he sits down and looks like he's got an erection.
So, how many candidates have said no? I heard that Lanning actually interviewed, correct?
And he said, no, I'm good.
And said no. And then, of course, Kirby, why in the world would he even?
Well, you gotta at least say it. I mean, you know Alabama's going to give you a call.
Yeah.
If hey, you're Kirby Smart, you know you're getting that call. And Georgia knows that call is mm-hmm. coming, too, because mm-hmm. The rule in college football is so stupid with coaches. Call whoever you want, whenever you want.
Yep.
I mean, you'd have to think that they're going to call Dabo, right?
I would have think
that would be in the best case scenario. If we're talking like really that could happen and say Dabo is it, that would be the best bet for the University of Tennessee because yeah. I think Dabo is over the hill.
Yes. Yes.
When it comes to coaching.
Yep. And I
but it would be a stupid move because the Clemson job has to be one of the easiest to take big program right. in right. America. They don't play anybody.
Right. You can easily be the ACC champion.
Yeah. Oh, who are we playing this week? Oh, Syracuse. Yeah. Oh, we got Wake Forest. Nobody, half the country doesn't even know where that's at.
Wake Forest. Is that them fellers when they get on the field with Vanderbilt, they got the same colors?
Well, their mascot's pretty similar, too. it's probably going to be the coach from Washington. That's my bet. Whatever that guy's name is. I can't remember his name.
I don't know.
I mean, would you want to live in Washington on the left coast, the leftest of coasts? No, I'm out.
The absolute leftest of coasts.
I'm out.
Whoever it is, I would not want to be guy number one. I don't mind being guy number two if I'm the one that, it slipped a little bit since Saban, I'm going to bring it back.
I wouldn't be shocked if they gave, I'm sure they gave him a call if Sarkisian's not in the
room. Oh, I thought about that as well.
But Texas, Texas tried to pull that on Alabama back in the day with Saban. And Alabama just threw in more money, and Texas can throw more money than almost anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got an idea. There's a coach in Kentucky that would love that job. Mark Stoops. He turned down the A&M job just for the Alabama gig.
taking Miss Piggy's dad out of the grocery store, sticking him down there. I don't know.
Miss Piggy was married to Kermit.
I said her dad, not her husband.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I misheard.
I mean, I know in Alabama that could be legal. The same thing.
Not even legal. It's approved. It's a preferred.
It's. Can you imagine the census that's going on right now? Right when they get, all right, we're drawing straws for who gets Alabama.
You have confusing. To think Auburn fans are loving it too.
Oh.
Which Auburn's a strange spot. That's a cult down there, buddy.
I wonder if they're wondering or hoping that Hugh Freeze leaves after that horrific season.
So I have a friend that went to Auburn, and we talked today, actually, and he was telling me about how the boosters run it kind of like how Tennessee used to be with the Haslams. The guy from Yellowwood, the owner of Yellowwood, whoever that is the big donor, right?
Okay.
And he pretty much tells them this, that, and the other scuttlebutt, you know. And then
there's a figurehead of an AD, but really has no power.
Yeah, that's one of the good things about Danny White is he's like, I ain't taking on your bullshit no more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do what I do, and the first thing I'm gonna do is put Wi-Fi in the stadium. You're welcome.
Thank goodness. Considering that. Out of a lot of the SEC schools, Knoxville is one of the largest cities.
surrounding
area.
There ain't just a broad street of bars and then nothing.
I would. You'd have to think that other than Vanderbilt, which does not count.
now their renovations of the sketches of them it's going to be nice.
Okay, so the rest of the fan base can be there. The ones that couldn't get a ticket. It's between Austin and South Carolina, you would have to think, it's the largest.
Yeah.
Probably, right? Columbia and Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
Knoxville's probably third.
Probably.
When it comes to.
Probably.
I'd have to say Arkansas's probably last.
We're pushing that halfway point here on our time. We do have a touch of Tennessee basketball to talk about before. And there ain't much.
I got some softball news too. I saw the preseason rankings for the Lady Balls today.
We're gonna hit all that right after whatever message is being played for you, depending on how much your phone is listening to.
Probably Yellowwood.
Just because you're
swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Wherever you are, we are, and we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Welcome back, Vols fans. Got a little bit more Vols to talk about. As excited as I was over that Ole Miss game, we go to Stark Vegas in front of...
And we're Tennessee again. It's happened for years. We play to the level of our competition, but every school says that too. Every school says
that. Adu fouls out. All Ziegler had to do was hit a three and said he tried to shoot it from deep, airballs it. If you tuned in around halftime, you're thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to watch the rest of this game. We're getting the crap beat out of us. They end up rolling back around and just about winning it bonehead last 30-second plays. The play calling was just... I
didn't watch it. I was at a workout even beforehand, and I checked the score at halftime on my phone, and I said,
"Nope, not watching it."
I'm in the mood to get sad tonight, so I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to be sad.
I'm feeling pretty good right now. I don't want to ruin this evening.
Yeah.
What a atrocious arena that play. I mean, it's like, look how dark it is. You can't up behind the student section.
Where, I mean,
it's not.
Still high school in Johnson City probably sits more. I guarantee Freedom Hall does in Johnson City. Guarantee Freedom Hall does.
So I have not paid attention, of course, to Mississippi State. So I start rolling. And they're like, Dad, what's funny? I said, Duke was right. There's going to be 15 people there watching it.
So they're used to a crowd.
They get a full crowd. At least there's no cowbells.
No, and we did have the best-looking basketball uniform that we offer, the old-school orange the Bert and Ernie uniform is what I like to call them.
Dalton's got to get his D up. Got to get his D up.
That's what she said. You let that one on a T.
Got to work on defensive strategies for him and everyone else. God, you can't. It's Adu has an off night, and then they suck. You just can't. You can't hang it all on one guy.
At the same time, sure, we can criticize this one game, but let's be honest.
Yeah,
basketball is a fickle, fickle sport, right? We're going to be in the dance.
I don't understand how people bet.
As long as we're not rolling in like a 10 seed, we're going to roll in no worse than a 4 seed.
I don't understand how people bet, how they bet on these guys. I'm like, how do you even – it changes – so much night after night.
You in a top, I'm going to even say top 10 seed, you got about as equal chance of winning as a 1 seed.
Yeah.
It's just a crapshoot. So yeah. I'm not worried about it. It's a loss, whatever.
The coal miners
can make fun of us. At the end of the day, tomorrow they're going to be back in the coal mine. So it doesn't matter. Say the trash you want. That's fine.
Hey, I will say Tennessee was not the only top 5, top 10, whatever team that got knocked off.
I didn't see the other teams that lost, though, but was their loss as bad in my mind as Mississippi State would have been?
Ooh, an unranked.
Who beat them?
Unranked, what they say, Mississippi State has not beat a top 10 team since like 02 or something.
Since Jesus was in first grade.
Since the sandal was invented.
Since they were riding dinosaurs to Starkville.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, I was looking up to see who all went down. Yeah, so Kansas fell to UCF. That was a number 3 Kansas.
Okay, UCF, that's fine. Who is that? I mean, I know who it is, but I've just been
at one.
Who's that?
A number 21 Clemson falls to Virginia Tech.
In the Hokies.
A number 9 Oklahoma falls to TCU. A number 11 Marquette falls to Butler.
Oh, Butler's always one of them feisty teams. I remember when you're making your brackets back in the day in high school, you don't want to be facing Butler. That's one of those teams that just...
A number 1 Purdue falls to Nebraska.
Ooh, you mean the volleyball school?
I mean...
there's more people that go to Nebraska volleyball than there is football games.
A number two Houston falls to Iowa State.
So everybody lost pretty much, except for Kentucky.
Yeah, so Kentucky beat Mizzou 90-77 on Tuesday.
So Kentucky's going to be number two in the new rankings whenever it comes out. That's fine.
Yes, after losing to UNC Wilmington. They're still going to.
Doesn't matter. In the first, it's fine.
That's okay. I'm okay with it. We have the Saturday slate headed our way. Tennessee at Georgia.
That's going to be a tough ball game.
It's going to be tough. Syracuse going to North Carolina. Maybe a fun game to watch. As it sits right now, a number 9 Oklahoma, a number 3 Kansas. Tip off 1 p.m. Central. You got Kentucky and Texas A&M. We got some good ones.
We got the Colt versus the Miners. Coal Miners, Alabama fans. I'm sorry, Coal Miners.
LSU and Auburn. Yeah.
That's Shaq versus
Georgetown, UConn over the weekend. Maryland, Illinois.
Did you just say Maryland and Illinois?
Yeah.
You going to watch it? Because I'm not.
Villanova, Marquette coming up on Monday. Man. God,
do you even know where is Marquette located without Googling? You can't tell me.
Sure I can. The Golden Eagles? I have no clue where they're at.
I think it's like Chicago. I think they're in Chicago.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Sure.
I will go with that. On to your softball news.
It's 30 seconds. Preseason ranking number 2 in the nation.
Number 2 for the softballs.
Yeah, softballs, softballs. Really soft
balls. Oh, my God.
The lady softballs.
What about the fellers?
I have no idea. But the baseballs are probably going to be pretty good. That's another fickle, fickle sport.
Preseason top 25 rankings.
I bet we are 8th.
11.
Huh? Okay. Who's 1? Florida?
Wake Forest.
Demon Deacons.
And then nice.
So the SEC teams in the top 10 are Arkansas, Florida.
Yep. Yeah, keep going.
South Carolina.
In the top 10?
Yeah.
No.
Vanderbilt. I always forget Vanderbilt. They don't count. Alabama?
No, not in the top 10.
How many more of a does Texas count now? At what point do they count?
I do not know that, but Texas is at number
considering
8.
That the sports cycle pretty much in college is year-round, because when baseball's over, here comes football.
Yeah, you would think that it would be now.
Well, that's because football's the cash cow, but maybe they have to do their basketball and baseball season because it hasn't started yet, technically, in the year of 23-4.
Maybe.
And it's not till, I don't know.
Maybe it's football season next year.
How many SEC fans out there was saying that Texas was a part of the SEC? Probably 82%.
I would say so.
Not me, because I'm not an SEC fan.
We'll go top 15 here because it looks better. Arkansas, LSU, Florida, Vanderbilt, A&M, Texas, Tennessee,
don't count.
South Carolina, Auburn.
Okay.
That's nice.
About right. That's about right.
That's nice.
Kentucky has been good in the past. Top 25.
Mm.
Yeah, they were ranked the past couple of years, I do believe.
So in the I know you know where the ladies were at. Our ladies were at.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to suspect either UCLA or Oklahoma is number 1, or Arizona. That's normally the powerhouses of softball, if there is such a thing. It's not Vanderbilt because they don't have a team.
Oh, there you
Title go. Title IX Vanderbilt. Title
there,
IX.
There you go.
I'd have to think LSU's probably up there in softball. Probably Florida. Texas, once again, does not count. Oklahoma does not count, but Oklahoma's normally pretty good. So, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Oklahoma, number one. Tennessee, number two. Florida State, number three. Samford, four. Clemson, five. Georgia, six. Didn't expect that one. Texas, seven. Arkansas, eight. Who knew Arkansas had women that could play sports? Duke, nine. Probably a lot of Asians on that team. UCLA, 10. Baylor, 11. LSU, 12. University of Utah. The non-Mormon school, 13. Oklahoma State is 14. Nebraska, the volleyball school, is 15. Oregon, 16. The Lady Gamecocks, don't touch Lady Gamecocks, is 17. Virginia Tech, 18. Texas A&M, 19. Auburn, 20. Alabama, 21. Washington, 22. Now, here's, like, you know, in baseball, you have those random schools that are top 25. All right. What happens in softball, too? The Raging Cajuns are 23. Oh.
Wow.
24, Florida, and San Diego State, 25.
They don't play with the Lady Gamecocks. Oh, God bless. Well, there you have it. We hit the baseball.
That's the most
we hit
the basketball. Talk about softball the rest of this year.
Unless they're winning. Unless they're dominating.
Unless they win the Women's World Series.
Then you'll give them the time of day.
The ghost of Monica Abbott is coming back to the Lady Vols this year, folks. Even though she's not dead.
We'd like to hear your thoughts on, it's going nuts. Twitter's going nuts. Everyone's... But check us out at TN Fan Talk. Put in your thoughts on the Saban question of the day. Who takes over Alabama? I'll still say Kiffin. Still Butch say Jones. Joey Freshwater.
Brick by brick by brick. I mean, he's off the Saban coaching tree, just like Jeremy Pruitt. He coming in defensive coordinator.
I saw an article that says, can he, will it, his no-show clause allow him to be a defensive coordinator? That's a good question.
Who, Nick Saban?
No. Pruitt.
Oh.
Because he can be a head coach, but can he be a coordinator?
Do you want him as your coordinator? I would venture to say no.
I would want him.
He's probably got some McDonald's franchises now.
I was going to say. I want him as the special nutritionist, a.k.a. McDonald runner.
Yeah, anybody that likes McDonald's over Burger King, they're lying to you.
No, I'm not too fond of horse meat.
Then you've never ate at Arby's. That's kangaroo. Sorry, that's kangaroo meat. In my past life, somebody's told me that, and they actually believed it. Yeah. Anyway.
Got to say, go Vols.
Oh, big orange.
Big orange. Down with the crimson.
Thank you, Nick Saban. Thank you. For nothing.
Need to play the hallelujah.
Rest in peace, Nick Saban. Know what your fans think.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk.
It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
Balls in my mouth.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.